Hello, beautiful people. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you and welcome. If you're no stranger to my podcast, thank you and welcome back. I know that I just posted an episode a couple days ago, and now I have a new one for you guys. How shocking, went from 0 to 100 really quick. I just wanted to say thank you. The last episode was it was a bigger success than I thought it was going to be. I got so much feedback from people, so much encouragement, so much just DMs, texts, calls, messages on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter. Like, it was so overwhelming. All of the love, all of the support. I really, 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 really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Today, I'm just going to do like a little impromptu episode. I got so much feedback on the last episode about a specific topic within that segment that I spoke about. And I just felt like so many thoughts and so many things I wanted to say rush all into my mind at once. So I wanted to get those out without having to write them down and read them out loud, and kind of it feels scripted, of course. So I just want to be able to get that out. But before I do all of that, disclaimer time. You guys should know the drill by now. Kindness, kindness, kindness. No need to be a bully. No need to be negative Nancy. You know, everybody is encouraged to be themselves and live their best lives while they're here enjoying this podcast. Whether you agree, whether you disagree, just don't be disrespectful. If you can't be kind, be quiet. Plain and simple. So the topic that a lot of people seem to really enjoy listening about was when I had mentioned that we are exactly who we think we are. That, for me, is something that I didn't really apply to my own life until fairly recently. If you know people that know me in my personal life, they know that I am really hard on myself. Not as bad as I was before, but I was very, very, very hard on myself. And I used to just speak the ugly upon myself. Side note, if you hear me hitting potholes, it's because I am. I'm driving to work, but I've had so many thoughts in my mind that I didn't want to miss out on. So don't worry, I'm not holding my phone in my hand. Hands-free is the way to be. My dad got me these cool headphones a couple Christmases ago. Shout out to my pops, you're the best. So, ignore that background mess. I'll probably throw in like a little, you know how I like to put like the background music? I'll probably do that to drown out the sound of me hitting every Texas pothole. Anyways, so back to our topic, and that is who we are and who we think we are and who we become and how we become it. This topic is something that I didn't apply to my own life until fairly recently. People that know me personally, they know that I was pretty rough on myself. Like, I used to beat myself up all the time. I was my worst critic. I, you know, for a long time just did not think of myself as a great person. I didn't value myself much. It showed in my actions. It showed in the way I treated my body. It showed in the way that I applied myself into my day-to-day life. And it was painful for myself to watch back in my mind and to go through as it was happening, because I know that my parents, they raised us to be bold. They raised us to be strong. They raised us to be the, you know, proud of who we are. And I just could not figure it out later on in my life. Like, of course, as a child, like, I was very confident. As a teenager, I was very confident. I thought that I can take over the world. And then, I don't know, I slowly eased, like, what, as I was going into like being an adult and, you know, transitioning out of being a child, essentially, because, you know, as teenagers, you think that you're grown, but you're still a child. And then when you become grown, you're like, oh, so, all right, so this is being an adult. So as I was going through that stage, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm really not as great as I think I am. Like, I can't do anything right. And When you say something about yourself one time, you start to think it all the time for every situation. Like if you mess up one, the first time that you make like a big mistake, you're like, oh, wow, I am incapable of doing anything right. And then, you know, you just say it and you don't think about it until something else happens and you're like, shit, I can't do anything right. And then you make another mistake and you're, shit, I really can't do anything right. And it's so important to remember to be nice to yourself and not just be kind to everyone. When I say be kind, y'all, I mean be kind to yourself as well, because you matter. You'll always matter. And it's not just some cliche saying to make people feel like they don't have to be sad all the time. It really does matter. Like being kind to yourself especially matters so much. So when you make a mistake, remember you're a human. That is going to happen. It doesn't mean you're incapable. It doesn't mean you can't do anything right. It's literally just a mistake. And as quickly as you made that mistake, you can go back and correct your mistake. You can try again. You have to keep trying again. It's not that you can try again. It's that you have to keep trying. If you want something, and I mean you really want it, you have to keep trying. And if it's meant to be yours, it'll be yours. But you can't just feel defeated all the time. And that is something that I had to tell myself. That was one of my affirmations for a long time. It was, you are capable. You are not defeated, because I would speak defeat upon myself all the time. And that's literally all I was, defeated. I felt like nothing was going the way I needed it to go. I felt like it never would go the way I needed it to go, because I just wasn't capable. And I was so wrong, because I am capable. I just needed to keep reminding myself of that. I needed to keep speaking that onto myself. So I don't know what it was. Again, it was a switch. And I know that a lot of it came from the people that I surround myself with. They always spoke me up and they always spoke the good that I couldn't see about myself. They always spoke those things to me. And it was something that I knew that I needed deep down inside, but I just never, you know, I just would like push it off. I don't take compliments well. Let me throw that part out there. I don't take compliments well. So when people would say, oh, you're so this and this and this, like trying to uplift me and like trying to, you know, just tell me, help me, I'd be so awkward. I'm like, thanks. Anyway, so what about this? Like, I just didn't want to talk about myself. I didn't want to have compliments. I still to this day don't know how to take compliments well. I am not 100% there with knowing who I am as far as like my worth and stuff. So I don't really say compliments well. I'm working on it. I'm not perfect. I'm human. But that's just something that, you know, I realize now, that when they would say those things to me, they were just helping me build myself up as well. Like, I'm like, man, you know what? You're right. You're freaking right. I am. Thank you. You know, and going more into me and who I was before, for me, getting a job has never been hard. I love the interview process, y'all. I'm weird, I know, but I love going through interviews. And I think at one point I would have a job, but still go to interviews, just because I love interviews. I love talking to people. I love getting to know people. I love hearing the different questions that people ask. I think that helps build character and it helps you reflect on who you are as a person. So I love interviews. So getting a job was never hard for me. I've always had a job. Once I started working, there was never a time where I wasn't working. And if there was a time that I wasn't working, it was like a month at most. And so that was never a problem, but I still didn't feel fulfilled. I was like, man, what is wrong with you, Christina? You are grown, years old, and you still cannot get your life together. Why are you so dumb? Why are you so incapable of doing what is right in your life? And oh my gosh, that had to be the biggest mistake that I've ever done. That's my biggest mistake, is speaking such harsh and negative and just wrong things about myself. But that was like a reoccurring thing for me. I would say these things to myself, like I would just beat myself up all the time. And until one day I woke up, I'm like, homegirl, this is not working for you. The things that you are saying about yourself to yourself are not adding any quality of life to you. You keep saying you're not capable. You keep saying you're this, this, and this. Then stop being it. get up, dust yourself off, and try again. And that was it. I was like, man, what? I'm right. Look at that. I'm right. I can't do something right. I had to stop speaking these untrue and these nasty things about myself and work harder and work smarter and know that I am that hard worker. I am that smart girl. I can do it. And every day I would look in the mirror, and that's something, guys, I didn't think of that myself. The mirror trick, I learned that in middle school. Was it middle school? Yeah, it was middle school. And a very dear friend of mine, because in middle school, I didn't think I was attractive. I didn't think I was pretty. The girls, I went to middle school in Florida, and those girls were beautiful. I didn't think that I fell in line with them. You know, I wasn't able to do my eyebrows at the time. And if y'all know Puerto Rican girls, our eyebrows can get a little thick, almost like a unibrow. So I wasn't able to do my eyebrows in middle school. My mom was like, no, girl, you young. School is not a fashion show. That's what my parents used to tell me. School's not a fashion show. So I wasn't able to do my eyebrows. So I just, you know, and then the girls in middle school were doing their eyebrows, and they were shaving their legs, and they were shaving their arms. And I'm like, what? Well, they're doing it. Why can't I? So I just never felt like I was on their level of pretty, which in middle school, what is pretty in middle school, you know? But anyways, I just never thought that I was there with them. And my friends, I'll say your name, Crystal, I love you still. You're such a great person in my life. You always have been, you always will be. Thank you. So Crystal, she taught me to go to the mirror, because I never thought I was beautiful. She used to tell me all the time, you're beautiful. And she used to tell me, go to the mirror and say it to yourself and keep repeating it every morning when you wake up, every night before you go to bed. You tell yourself you're beautiful. And I have a knot in my throat. I did. Literally, every day, just tell myself I'm beautiful. And I felt it. And man, my confidence shot up. Y'all, I went to middle school like, y'all can't tell me and my unibrow nothing. I went to high school like, yep, still got this unibrow. Eventually, you know, in high school, I was able to go get them. My mom would pluck them for me, so whatever. But I, you know, I got that confidence. And now, for me, so going into being an adult, that talking to the mirror, talking to myself, was more than just on the outside. Now I needed to dig deeper and tell myself that I'm beautiful inside too. And who I am inside reflects who I am outside. And my beauty is really, it's deeper than that. So I would, you know, tell myself three things about myself that wasn't anything about my looks, anything about my body, nothing. It was purely on my mind, my heart, what my soul felt like. And that helped me tremendously feel like I'm worthy, feel like I'm doing something right. And I think it's important for everybody to maybe try that mirror trick once at least, because it's so relieving, and it makes you feel so good, and it makes you realize that what you're doing in your life, it'll work out as long as you want it to work out, as long as you speak it to work out, as long as you say and you give life. If you give life to the right things, you speak the positive, the nice things about yourself, that's giving life to it. Speak it, literally speaking it. And even if you think it to yourself, you're speaking it to yourself. So now you're internalizing it. Even if you don't say it out loud and you're saying it to yourself, now you're internalizing it and you're making it real inside. So now you're feeling it without knowing that you're feeling it, but you're feeling it. And it's really not going to do anything for you. And I know, guys, believe me, I know the things that I say, a lot of people are going to think, well, Christina, easier said than done. And I feel you 100%, because I thought the same thing. But things get easier once they're done. So don't trick yourself into thinking that you can't be comfortable in yourself and you can't speak great things to yourself just because it's hard. That's where that monster comes back. That monster of you're not worthy, you're not capable. That's where they sneak in from. That, oh no, that's hard. Who cares? You need to get over that. You need, and I know it sounds harsh, get over it, suck it up. But no, really, you really do. Like, you have to stop telling yourself, stop speaking that defeat, stop saying it's hard. We get it. A lot of life is hard. And life is meant to be hard. It's not supposed to be easy. Nobody told you it was going to be easy, but it's so much better and so worth it and so amazing when you stop beating yourself up about things that, one, you can't control. And if you can't control it and it's just not working out for you, like, you have to just, sorry guys, I got distracted because by my job, people like to close off like the entrance. So I thought I was going to have to honk my horn and get a little ratchet, but I didn't. We're here. We're in the parking lot. So, where were we? We were talking about stop speaking evil, right? Right. Evil being negative. Evil being, you know, I can't do it. I won't do it. How do I do it? You just do it. You just wake up and you tell yourself, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it. And what's it for you? I don't know what it looks like for you. I know what it looked like for me. It for me was waking up and not beating myself up every day. It for me was waking up and looking in the mirror and saying, girl, you're doing it. Look at you doing it. Back against the wall and you're doing it. Little to no help, but you're doing it. That was it for me. And it got so much easier for me to just really believe what I was telling myself. Because yes, you have to fake it till you make it with this one, for a little bit at least. Even if you don't fully believe what you're telling yourself, you have to speak it to yourself until you do believe it. Literally keep telling yourself what you want to be, who you are, and you'll get there. You'll be that. You know, I mentioned earlier how I thought people didn't change, and it wasn't up until I saw myself changing. I don't even feel like I'm the same person that I was a week ago, even a day ago. Like, I feel like I grow all the time, and oof, it's beautiful. It is a great feeling to know that I'm not trapped in this bubble, in this box of who people think I'm supposed to be, or how I'm supposed to act, or who I thought I was supposed to be and how I was supposed to act. I don't feel trapped in that anymore. And I think it is so great to not feel that way. It's freeing, it's liberating. It makes me just feel like I can take over the world, honestly. And I know that's silly, but it's what I feel like. I gave myself so much strength in taking myself out of that box that people and myself wanted to put me in. And I'm sure it's the same way for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people talk about how they got, you know, quote unquote haters. And where I can believe that, because there are people in this world, it's ugly, man, it's ugly. But there are people in this world that will speak nothing but negative on you, to you, about you. And that's them trying to keep you in a box. And maybe it's because they're intimidated by you. Maybe it's because they see you doing great things and they want to do those great things. So they don't know how to get there. So they speak, you know, less to you so that you can fall down. But you have to speak. And to those people, you know, you have to speak great things on them. I mean, I know I shouldn't say you have to, because y'all don't have to do not a damn thing I say. You don't. You don't have to do anything anyone says. You do what you want to do. But as a word of advice, you will never be able to build yourself up if you're tearing someone else down. That's not how you should operate. That's not speaking greatness unto yourself. I'm better than so-and-so. This person is here, but hey, look where I'm at. That's not going to get you anywhere, but it's going to get you to a place of superficial happiness and superficial feeling of winning. You're really not in a good place until you can speak positive about people that wish bad on you. And that sounds dumb. Yeah, I know, because I heard that. Someone told that to me. You can't love until you love someone that hates you. And y'all, I was someone that was able to hold a grudge that I have felt for someone when I was like six. I'm 22 years old and feeling a grudge for someone that I had an altercation with at like 6 years old. That's how long I could hold things. I'm not 22 now, y'all, but whatever. So that's how long of a grudge I could hold. But now, ooh, and I let go of all those grudges, child. I felt just liberated. I felt 20 times lighter. And I felt like my life was moving towards the right direction. Like, I literally felt it. Like, I know it sounds weird, but I felt just the movement of my life from one place of happiness, but anger and bitterness. And it shifted, slowly shifted out of bitterness. And that was such a great feeling. I felt like I can do more. And I started doing more. You know, I started pushing and applying more. And I prayed harder. And I worked harder. Because, guys, I don't want this to be super spiritual. But I don't know who you pray to. I'm not here to tell you who to pray to. I know who I pray to, who I will continue to pray to, who I feel is right for me to pray to. And I've prayed to him. And I realized that prayer and not working towards what I'm praying for is nothing. It's just words. It's like in a relationship, any relationship, we say words with no actions is nothing. You want to prove something to me? Show me. And I feel like that's who my God was saying to me. Like, if you want what you're praying to me for, you have to show me why. You have to do more towards what you're praying for. And that is the ultimate duo for your dreams. Prayer and action towards those prayer. You got to work hard. And that applies to not just your life as far as material things, you know, getting a better job because you want a better car or a better house or more money, but also spiritually, mentally. You have to work at being better for yourself. You have to work at seeing the positive things on yourself, or it's not going to happen. You literally have to work so hard. And I know that it sounds exhausting, and it is. I feel very exhausted some days, but I never say I feel defeated. Even at my most tired, if I feel like I'm drifting back to that place of, oh my God, I'm so defeated, I can't keep doing this, I will get my ass up. And I will find a mirror. I will turn my phone over and I'll say, girl, you got this. You're exhausted. Remember where you were 2 years ago? Look at you now. You're exhausted. Remember how last week you said you weren't going to be able to finish this in time? You finished it, right? You're exhausted. Well, what about this? Look at this. And it literally is such a switch. And once you start and you get the ball rolling, you'll know exactly when that switch goes up for you. And I know that it's hard. Waiting is hard. I've never been a patient person, for sure. Patience was something that I learned in my adulthood, because I, you know, my teenage years, my early adulthood, I was not a patient person at all. I used to hate waiting for anything. I hated waiting in lines. I hated waiting for responses. I hated praying and not getting what I prayed for right away. I just hated waiting. And now it's like, there's so much beauty in the wait. There's so many things that you find out about yourself as you're waiting, and it makes it 20 times worth it. It makes it so much better. And it's even in the wait, a lot of the times for me in my waiting, I'm like, wow, I thought I wanted this, but now as I'm waiting for it and I'm learning about myself and I'm learning new things, like, I don't want it anymore. Like, it's not where I need to be. And guys, you are never where you're not supposed to be. I'll say that again. You're never where you're not supposed to be. Everything happens for a reason. You are where you are for a reason. You will remain where you are for a reason. And you have to keep reminding yourself of that when you feel low, when you feel like, you know, well, why am I here? You're here for a reason. You're never at the wrong place. You're never in the wrong place in your life. And, you know, physically or mentally, you're exactly where you're meant to be. And you have to keep telling yourself that. You know, for a long time, I thought, man, I'm not in my life. And I gave myself this timeline based on like where everyone else was. And I was like, wow, you don't have a kid yet. You didn't give birth. Oh, why are you so far behind? You know, oh, you're not married. Why? She's married. He's married. Why aren't you married? You know, you don't have a house. Why not? You don't have a new car. Why? Why are you there? Why are you so stuck? Why are you behind? And I trapped myself there, and my birthdays were rough because every year that I would get older, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not accomplished. Oh my gosh, I'm nothing. I have nothing. I have nothing to show for it. But now it's like I go back and I reflect every year on my birthday. I reflect at where I was in the beginning of my year, and then I go through like all those months within my birthday, like leading up to my birthday, like what I did that month, what I did that month, the next month, the next month, the next month, until I was like, holy crap, girl, how did you do all of that? How did you accomplish that with little to no help? How did you, how, why, who are you? You know, like, why are you so, you're so wonderful. You're super, you're great. That's your superpower. You're you. No one can say that. Nobody can ever say they are you. And that is your superpower. That is how you get through life. And I know that for me, it was a painful journey, and I don't want anybody to lose focus on it. I don't want anybody to feel like they aren't good enough. I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, Christina spoke all of this and it sounds great. It's a dream come true. Like, this is going to work and I'm going to get everything I wanted for and then not get it and be upset. I don't want that either. What is yours will be yours. What is meant to be yours will always be yours. Once God, well, for me, to me, once my God wrote something to me and tells me and puts my name on it, that's for me. No one will ever take it from me, ever. It's just a matter of me getting there to it when I get there to it. It's a matter of, you know, him putting me on that path and getting there. Nobody, no matter what evil, no matter what negative they speak on me, they can't take what is for me. And I have to keep reminding myself of that. And that's, you know, that's another topic for another day. You know, spirituality, religion, God, your God, my God, our God. You know, that's another topic that I do want to speak about. That's a big part of who I am. So I do want to talk about that with you guys, and I will. I'm going to wrap this episode up with just three affirmations with you guys. I'm parked. I'm staring myself dead into my rearview mirror. And I'm going to say three affirmations with you guys. You can use them yourself if you feel like they apply. Even if you feel like they don't apply to you just yet, but it is something that you want to apply to you, you know, say them. So here we go. Remember, look at yourself in the mirror. Christina, you are brave. Christina, you are brave. You're so brave. You talk about things that matter. You open up to people that you've never met. You open up to people that are around you, and that takes courage. Christina, you are brave. Christina, you are resilient. Christina, you are resilient. Back against the wall, and you figure it out. You feel like you have nothing, Christina, but you go and you find something. Christina, you are resilient. Christina, you radiate light. Christina, you radiate light. You walk in a room and you bring a smile that people can relate to. You walk into a room and you brighten up someone's day who's not having the greatest of days. Christina, you radiate light. And those are my affirmations for myself, guys. It's really that simple. If you're just starting this, you can say, I am beautiful. I am strong. I am a hard worker. I am capable. I am out of bed and into life. Anything. It's really just speaking who you want to be. If you want to be brave, say it. If you want to be resilient, say it. If you want to be that person that brings so much joy to other people just by walking in a room and smiling, say it. Speak literally the exact person you want to be, the exact things you want to come of your life, and I promise you they will start to happen. Whether this made sense to you or not, whether it did, you know, if you want to talk about it, again, DMs, Twitter, Instagram. My Instagram is TJTOT_thepodcast. Twitter is TJTOT_podcast. Talk. If you just want to get something off your chest, if you have questions, even if it's not related to this topic, hit me up. I don't mind. I love speaking to everyone. I am a talker. I am a writer. I love interacting with everyone. And I just want everybody to reach a place in their life where they just feel content and they feel happy and they feel like they can give so much positivity and so much kindness to the world, because the world will be so much better once we are all on that same level of understanding that kindness, 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 kindness wins. Love and light will snuff out the dark and it'll just be great. So remember, guys, be kind, be happy, be joyful, be brave, be resilient, be bold, and most of all, be you. And be you in your greatest form. Wow, I really cut myself off at the end there. What I was saying was to be you in your greatest form. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Thank you for every like, share, retweet, repost, all of the feedback. I really, 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 really appreciate it. I can't say it enough. Thank you. I will be back soon. I have so much that I want to say, guys. Remember to be kind, be grateful, and be honest with yourself and be honest with everyone around you. You guys are great. You're awesome. I hope you have an amazing day. Until next time.